Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are gathered today for the West Covina Unified School District Board of Education special meeting for March 15th, 2011. Call the meeting this afternoon to order at 2 o'clock. And the intent, we are going to we're going to move the meeting to closed session to discuss public employee discipline, dismissal, release, transfer, appointment, and conference with our labor negotiators for the California School Employees Association and California Teachers Association. Is there anybody that would like to speak to the board at this time before we go into closed session? If not, we will go to closed session and we will go back and take action or report of any action in closed session when we return. All right, we have returned from closed session. It's 2:25. There was no action taken in closed session, so I have nothing to report out. We are here this afternoon to consider a resolution regarding a reduction in or discontinuance of particular kinds of service. We have before us a resolution. Before the Governing Board of West Covina Unified School District, County of Los Angeles, Resolution Number 02011-001, Resolution of Intention to Terminate Certificated Employees Due to Reduction or Discontinuance of Particular Kinds of Services. I will not read the entire resolution. It is available for viewing. And staff is recommending the board approval. The resolution is presented. Eight English language arts classroom teaching positions at the middle school and six mathematics classroom teaching positions at the middle school. It has been determined that it is best interest of the district to reduce or discontinue certain particular kinds of service pursuant to Education Code 44949, 44955. And the salary benefit reduction is approximately $840,000. Are there any comments? Questions? I'll move this item. This is by moved by Steve Cox, seconded by Eileen Miranda Jimenez to approve the resolution as presented.
I think it was Cammie.
Was it Cammie?
Oh, no. Eileen
seconded it. I just wanted to raise my hand for discussion.
Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry. I didn't see that, Cammie. Go ahead.
I just want to say how disappointed I am that we couldn't reach an understanding with the teachers with talk to continue the eight period day. We had several weeks ago we had a number of teachers coming to us telling us what a benefit it was for all of their students. A year before that we had somebody come and talk to us and talk about how it had actually improved the test scores, and they were tying that to the eight period day as one of the interventions that it was directly related to those improved test scores. I'm disappointed that we have to let go or send out notices at least to these teachers at this time.
Any other comments?
Yes.
Go ahead.
In addition to teachers, I just wanted to add that I also heard from parents stating that they thought that this was excellent for their students, and they were really pleased that their students were getting the additional instructional time, that they saw an improvement in not only their student scores but their attitudes towards school. So I just wanted to add that.
I'm sort of speechless at the fact that we've reached this point. The eight-period day has been something that the teachers at these schools have wanted. It's something that started as an experiment that turned out well for our students. We had originally had an understanding from TALK that they would sign a memorandum of understanding to at least allow this to continue for another year while we were in contract negotiations. I was appalled to find out yesterday that based on advice from the CTA attorneys that the Teachers Association of West Covina was backing out of that understanding with us and would not release the results of a vote that was taken from those teachers at the school, at the schools affected. We are now facing laying off while giving termination notices to 14 teachers solely because the union will not live up to what they agreed to and will not listen to their members. I can only hope that there is some sort of resolution here, that the Teachers Association of West Covina Negotiating Board remembers that they represent the teachers in this district, and the teachers themselves have said that they want this. We have not had this type of problem in recent years, and the only change that I can see has been the CTA's direct involvement with our teachers' union. I hope and pray that they start listening to the teachers of this district for the benefit of our students, because ultimately, isn't that what they are supposed to be representing?
Mr. Spence?
Well, just, you know, middle school scores across the state and in this district have always been a problem, you know, a spot that educators have always tried to deal with, and the eight period day really did make a difference in our middle schools in doing that, and I'm disappointed that the Teachers Association of West Covina has decided that not to at least temporarily allow this so that we can plan for next year, and unfortunately state law requires us to act now, and we don't have a choice because of the way the state law requires of notices of termination to be given. I hope this is one example of where the Teachers Association of West Covina and the California Teachers Association isn't representing their teachers, because 14 of them are going to lose their jobs, and they're not helping kids at the same time that benefited from those 14 teachers and the efforts they made. So I'm hopeful that we have a quick resolution so that we can make sure we can rescind these notices.
All right. Anybody else? All right. We have a motion and a second to approve this resolution as presented. All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries 5-0. There being no further business come before the board, this meeting is adjourned at 2:30.
See, this is one I hope we're going to have.